You're listening to the audio production of Jesus Calling Commemorative Edition, Enjoying Peace in His Presence. A 365-day devotional includes 12 new bonus devotions and 12 letters from the author by Sarah Young. Published by Thomas Nelson and read by Bill Russell, Laura Jennings, and Nan Gurley. I dedicate Jesus Calling to my mother, whose encouragement inspired me to persevere in writing this book. She demonstrated her appreciation of my writing in poignant ways. She kept my manuscript beside her bed so she could read it every morning. Once, while away from her home, she even asked me to fax her the readings day by day. After she died from cancer, I found portions of my writings that she had hand-copied into a journal. This mother, who had prayed me through thick and thin, including years of rebellion, opened her heart fully to my devotional writing. Her oft-expressed desire to write children's books never came to fruition. But there is a sense in which she has written, through me, this book. Thank you, Nani. Your legacy lives on. Sarah Young, From a Daughter's Perspective. A Journey of Faith and Influence. From her early years of seeking truth, to missionary work around the globe, and even in her battles with illness, Sarah Young's life exemplified faith, resilience, and a profound connection with God. Her daughter, Stephanie Young van der Westhuizen, remembers her mother's dedication to others, why she began to write the words that eventually became Jesus Calling, and her unwavering commitment to glorify God even in the most trying circumstances. Sarah Young will be remembered by many as one of the most influential Christian authors of her time, but I am blessed to remember her as my mom. Though much has been written about her life and accomplishments, I want to tell you the story of how God graciously worked in her life and the amazing way he chose to use her books. Mom was born in 1946. The second of four siblings. She was a gifted student, blessed with an intelligent mind and a thirst for knowledge. However, even though she is well known for her vibrant faith in Jesus, she did not become a Christian until her young adulthood. She attended Wellesley College and pursued a degree in philosophy, hoping to discover truth and purpose, but became quite disillusioned. God pursued her despite her
Sample complete. Ready to continue?